Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Then Barnabas went on to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him back to Antioch. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. Barnabas's gift of encouragement was not only expressed in words, he also took action. Antioch in Syria was a busy commercial center with a very mixed population. There were many Jews in the city and an increasing number of people from a non-Jewish background who were following Christ. It was crucial that a good leader was found, and Barnabas was sure that Saul had exactly the right qualifications. So he set off to search for him in his hometown of Tarsus in southern Turkey, as we know it today. It was 14 years since Saul's conversion, and so he'd had ample time in which to grow as a follower of Christ and to develop his teaching ministry. Having tracked down Saul, Barnabas took him back to Antioch. There they spent a year working alongside one another in the church, which was to be the springboard for the mission to the Gentile or non-Jewish world. It was in cosmopolitan Antioch that the followers of Christ were first called Christians. This was probably used originally as a term of contempt, but the Christians were proud to be associated with their Lord and Master and were happy to bear his name. It's so significant that the title Christian is totally focused on a person. We're members of the church, but it would be horribly misleading if we were known as churchites or churchians. Christian faith is rooted in a personal relationship with Jesus himself. The church is a large and complex organization made up of human beings who regularly get a great deal wrong. But Jesus never lets us down, and we can be proud to bear his name. So let me ask you a question. What does the word Christian mean to you? And now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the privilege of being his follower. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really good day today.